Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jijinyo Metha. Chumukedima Deputy Commissioner Abhinav Shivam said that the extortion cases in Chumukedima are not as rampant as in Dimapur, and as such, the reaction of the business communities should also reflect the situation of the district. The DC was speaking during a meeting yesterday with regard to the closure of business establishment under Chumukedima district. He acknowledged the proactive role of the CSOs, youth organization and the police in addressing illegal taxation. He briefed the members on the letter of the Home Department and said that the government has taken cognizance of the illegal taxation case and issued appropriate orders and urged the business communities to end the closure of business establishments with immediate effect. Shivam also suggested that the district administration, police and CSOs can coordinate to formulate a system of a task force or a cell to address the situation and to take action promptly. He also suggested regular meeting of all the stakeholders. In the interest of public welfare, the meeting also attended by Chumukedima Chamber of Commerce and Trade Association and CSOs agreed that business establishments under the district will be open by tomorrow. The Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industries, KCCI, has informed that the indefinite shutdown called by the Confederation of Nagaland Chamber of Commerce and Industries will be relaxed for a day tomorrow in Kohima. The consideration has been made to enable the public to restock their provisions, KCCI said, adding that the relaxation may be taken only as a window period for one day, while further updates on the resumption of the CNCCI in definite shutdown will be notified to the public. Mokchung Town wore a deserted look yesterday as shops and business establishments downed their shutters. The shutdown was initiated by the Mokchung Chamber of Commerce and Industries under the instruction by the Confederation of Nagaland Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Banking establishments, educational institutions, government offices, and all medical-related activities are exempted from the purview of the shutdown. The MCCI requested the public and all concerned to extend cooperation to the business community and bear with any inconveniences for the larger interest of society. Keeping up with the needs of the students to have better insights into several career opportunities, the subdivisional officer, TZIT, in collaboration with TZIT Town Students Union, organized a day-long literary fast-come career counseling program yesterday. Edisi Mon K. Temjanaro Longkumar, speaking as the special guest, reminded the students about the importance of hard work, punctuality, time management, discipline, and sincerity to achieve their goals in life. The literary fest was marked by quiz and spelling bee and extemporary speech competitions. District Administration and District Hub for Empowerment of Women, DHEW Longland, in collaboration with Nagaland AIDS Control Society and SACS, Longland conducted an awareness program on prevention of teenage pregnancy at Lempong Convention Hall, Longland. DSRC Councillor District Hospital Longland Lithai Pom, as the resource person, emphasized on the topics consequences psychologically and socially prevention, health education, life skill education at school, home, and church. She said the main reason for teenage pregnancy is lack of inadequate sex education. Students from various schools of Longland Town from classes 9 to 12 attended the awareness program. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that in the last 10 years, the NDA government has strived to find stable solutions to problems that were plaguing the country. Addressing a public rally in Kolhapur city of Maharashtra yesterday, Modi said that the women and youth of the country have always been a priority for his government. About the creation of employment opportunities for the youth, Modi highlighted the Atmanirbhar Bharat and the Startup India initiatives of the NDA government. He added that the loan amount under the Mudra Yojana will be doubled to 20 lakh rupees if his government is voted back to power. And with that, we have come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.